Hey, hey, my feel good friend, and welcome back to another quick and actionable mini-sode of the Feel Good Social Podcast. Today, I am going to be sharing 5 content pillars that you can post every week for your brand. I don't care what kind of business you have or what industry you're in, the 5 content pillars that I'm breaking down today are just things that you can post on a weekly basis. So if you wanted to post 5 posts a week, this will do it for you, my friend. If you listen to episode 89, this week's regular episode of the Feel Good Social Podcast, you heard me breaking down how you can batch plan your content and how content pillars can really help you to give your content structure to make the planning process as easy as possible. So if you didn't listen to episode 89 yet, go back and give that a listen, my friend. I don't know. I think it's fine for me to say that. I don't know if it's like weird to play favorites when it comes to podcast episodes, but I'm going to do it. Episode 89 is actually one of my personal favorite episodes because I totally geek out when it comes to content planning and making it as strategic and easy on you as possible. So go listen to episode 89. If you haven't, you'll learn all about how content pillars can help to make your content as strategic as possible, as well as my exact process for batch planning my own content and my clients' content every month. And then come back here because today I'm sharing 5 content pillars that you can take and use for your weekly content for your brand. Okay. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. Friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. All right, before we do dive into the 5 content pillars that you can create posts about every week for your brand, I do want to remind you that the waitlist is open right now for our new Feel Good Social Club, and I could not be more excited. This is my new monthly membership for down-to-earth entrepreneurs who are ready to create content for your brand with ease, actually take action to market your business strategically on social media every month, and also connect with other rad down-to-earth entrepreneurs just like you who are in the posting trenches with you and would love to give you an air high five or a friendly kick in the accountability booty whenever you need it. The Feel Good Social Club will offer you just that with our content template library full of Canva templates, post prompts, tutorials. The club also includes 2 monthly content planning workshops with me, where basically we will come together and create your strategic content plan for the upcoming month. Plus, it includes monthly giveaways and challenges to give you a little extra incentive to actually do the work and get the stuff done that you need to get done. And then it also just includes awesome community with forums where you can ask questions, ask for feedback, ask for a hug, or whatever the heck you need, and really make friends with other like-minded people who just get it, right? Because I think we all know how lonely online entrepreneurship can be, especially if you're around a bunch of people in your real life who aren't necessarily online entrepreneurs who you can't really talk to about this stuff, right? So definitely check out the Feel Good Social Club at feelgoodsocial.com/club. If you go there right now, you can find out all the information about the club and add your name to the wait list because the grand opening of the club is going to be happening at the end of this month. Doors are opening on October 26th. And if you add your name to the wait list before then, you will be grandfathered into our founding members price of only $37 a month It is insane, but it's totally worth it. I wanted to make it a no-brainer for you to go check it out, add your name to the wait list. There's no commitment. And if you do, when the doors open, you can go ahead and get in for only $37 a month, my friend. It's awesome. So check it out, feelgoodsocial.com/club. I would love, love, love to see you in there, my friend. Okay, so let's dive into these five content pillars that you can post every week. So once again, real quick, content pillars are kind of like content themes. They're themes that have to do with your business that you can post about again and again and again in different ways. And I love them to help you give structure to your content so you can add variety and you're making sure that you're hitting all of the, I don't know, nails on the head, if that's the saying, but also that you stay on track for your business, right? So here are the five content pillars that every brand can post about every week. And remember, when I'm saying content pillars, these are content themes. And so I want you to think about each of these content pillars for your brand specifically. One of these content pillars for your brand will not look the same as this same content pillar for a different brand. So these content pillars are just general themes, and I really want you to think, how can I get this specific for my brand? All right, so the first content pillar that you could post about every week is one of your offers. My friend, we need to be showing up and marketing our businesses on social media by actually telling people what the heck we're selling and how they can buy it from us, okay? There is no shame in posting about your offers often, especially if you are mixing it in with lots of other different types of content that isn't necessarily promotional. I want you to be posting about your offers in a no shame way every week alongside all of the other content pillars that I'm about to mention. Okay. So one of your offers, or like your whole variety of offers in one post, is a great content pillar to be posting about regularly. And, you know, you might want to make it a goal for at least once a week. Okay. The second content pillar that you can post about every week is a personal story, okay? Storytelling is so, so powerful when it comes to branding because it helps people connect to you and relate to you on a personal level. It helps to build your know, like, and trust factor as a brand if your customers and followers feel like they can relate to you on that personal level. And telling personal stories is a great way to do that. If you don't really know how to tell personal stories for your brand, I happen to have a mini-sode just for that, my friend. And it's a really great episode. Head back and listen to mini-sode 20. It's about 5 episodes ago or so. And I break down how you can share personal stories for your brand in the best way. Okay. Now, the third content pillar that you could post about every week is a behind the scenes post, sharing behind the scenes of your process or giving insight into how you work with people or anything like that. What's going on behind the scenes in your business? This is another great way to drive deeper connection with your ideal customers. And it kind of makes them feel like they're closer to your brand, like they're on the inside circle of your brand when they get to see the behind the scenes. Plus, it's just really interesting for people to see how you work. And when you can show that to them, they'll be much more likely to want to buy from you because they feel like they understand you more so. Now, the fourth content pillar that you can post every week is a customer testimonial or transformation story. Customer testimonials and transformation stories are a little bit different, but both are equally powerful for just driving kind of social proof and personal connection with your brand, okay? A testimonial is basically when one of your customers is just like, hey, so-and-so did a great job. You know, it's one of those things that it doesn't necessarily do a lot to compel people and relate to people on an emotional level necessarily, because it's basically just praise for you. But it does a lot for your ideal customers to see that as social proof of, oh, yeah, this person is really helping someone, or, oh, this person is really legit. So testimonials are great. And then when I say customer transformation story, I mean telling the story of your customers' journeys, right? So-and-so was struggling with this problem and it was making them feel like this. Then I helped them by working with them to do X, Y, and Z. And then now their life is feeling awesome and it looks like this and it's beautiful and it's their dream life or whatever the heck it is. That's a customer transformation story, you know, with more detail. and those can be super, super powerful for empathizing with your potential customers and helping your potential customers to put themselves in that shoe, relate to that problem and understand, oh, this is how this person can help me and transform my life and make my life better, right? So customer testimonials and or transformation stories are an awesome content pillar that you could seriously be posting every week. And the final content pillar that you could post every week are value add posts, okay? So the easiest way to describe this is posts that are like not really promotional, but more helpful, educational, giving tips and tricks for doing some sort of something, right? It could be like an inspirational quote or something like that, motivational quote. It could be just like entertainment, right? Some sort of meme or something like that that just brightens your customer's day that they can relate to that they might want to share with one of their friends. Any sort of value add content is a great regular content pillar for you to be posting about every week because it helps you to drive your brand affinity. It feels helpful, all that stuff. So those are the five content pillars that you can post every week, no matter what brand you have or what business that you're in or whatever it is. It's post about your offer, post a personal story, post behind the scenes, post a customer testimonial or transformation story, and post something that's like value add content that's non-promotional, but it's adding value to your customer's day, either in a helpful way, a motivational way, or a hilarious way, entertaining way, right? So those are the five content pillars, my friend. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at feelgoodsocial. Hit me up in the DMs. I would love to chat with you. And don't forget to check out our Feel Good Social Club. I am so excited for this to open. I would love, love, love for you to add your name to the waitlist, feelgoodsocial.com/club. Check it out. There's more information on that waitlist page there. And it's going to be opening in just a few weeks. And I would love to have you as a founding member. So check it out, feelgoodsocial.com/club. And I hope you have a wonderful week, my friend. I will catch you next time I catch you. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.